Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about a desire for a better life. The author is Moses Ndugu. Well, this book is inspirational for young adults who desire for a better life, for ways to make peace in oneself, a relationship with others, and ultimately, a relationship with God. The book again is Desire for a Better Life. And of course, you can find the book on Amazon. Now, what I really, really love is that the book is kind of focusing in on our younger people. We really need to make sure that our young adults, our youth, and our teens understand that God is there for them as well. Now, when you go to the Amazon page, I like that there are 2 5-star reviews, so that's a plus, but that he also gives a more in-depth description. So let's look at that. As his unique contribution to solve current issues in our society, Mr. Ndugu shares personal experiences, cultural tips, reflections, inspirations, as well as spiritual matters and the use of common sense. Additionally, he discusses curses and church giving. He suggests possible tools to minimize violence in general, especially in general, among those that are in the culture. Commitment in marriage and family life, teaching relationship skills, respecting life of others, and learning that the life of others is sacred. Teaching young people how to solve problems without resorting to violence. Also, an establishment of intervention groups from community option holders amongst Black people in the inner cities. He delivers and believes that these can reduce violence considerably. He anticipates that his suggestions can serve as short and long-term solutions to violence in the world. He sees what happened in Ferguson, his neighborhood, as a tip of the iceberg. It is something that may happen again and again. Side note, it's been happening for quite some time, for generation upon generation. Ferguson is kind of what happened for today's generation. He defends the Black woman and appeals for respect for all women in general. He calls attention to finding solutions to streets, gangs in his neighborhood. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, he is firmly convinced that lasting solutions can only be derived from the gospel. Of course, I wanted to highlight this particular book because I love what he's trying to do. He's trying to open the eyes of another generation, of this newer generation, and trying to let people know that now is the time and that we need to be aware of what's going on. We need to let people know that now is an important time in all that we do. Now, perhaps you're not a child of the 60s or of the 70s, and you didn't have an opportunity to get out and march with your favorite social activists. But there's still something that you can do today, and that is get involved in your community. Make a difference in the community in which you live. Now, you may be saying, well, Dr. Angela, guess what? I don't live in a bad neighborhood, or I don't live in an area where I need to have to choose a side. Well, you know what? There's someone out there that needs your support still. Do you have friends that don't look like you? They're of a different culture, but there's something that they are standing up for, that perhaps you can go and support them and let them know that they matter and the people like them matter. Is there something going on in your neighborhood that you feel could make a difference in the neighborhood over? Now listen, let's be honest. Everyone is middle class. Not everyone is upper middle class. Not everyone is rich. But everybody knows someone that needs a helping hand, that needs us to be able to lend our voice to the cause. Perhaps you could be that person, just the same way that Moses is trying to be that person in his neighborhood. Now, we all know the horrific actions that went on in Ferguson and what led up to it. If you don't know about Ferguson, Google it, because it is a modern-day issue and concern that has been going on for quite some time. And when I say quite some time, I mean four generations. If you don't think that there are people that are continuing to struggle, that are continuing to fight for equal rights, then you're a little out of touch. Yep, even you. So what he's trying to do is share some tips, get some ideas, open your mind, because we all desire for a better life. Now, a desire for a better life comes in both the Kindle edition as well as the paperback, and I love it. He has priced it at a point that is quite reasonable. Well, we need to take a very short break, but when we get back, we'll continue to talk about the book, Desire for a Better Life by Moses Ndugu. We'll be back right after this.
Being with Infants by Montessori teacher, trainer, and world-renowned child specialist, Beverly Kovach, is finally on DVD and digital download. The long-awaited 3D disc set is essential for any new parent, grandparent, or infant caregiver wanting respectful relationships with infants and their care. Being with Infants is broken down into 20 easy-to-digest video lessons, complete with demonstrations. Everything from diapering, feeding, the proper way of picking up infants, sleep, crying, environment, play, weaning, and much more are covered. Being with Infants is available on DVD and digital download at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. Order today and be sure to follow Being with Infants on Facebook for free bonus content.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We're talking about the book today, Desire for a Better Life. The author is Moses K. Ndugu. His last name is spelled N-D-U-N-G-U. Now, let's look at some product details. It looks like the book is 194 pages, which is great. That means meaty, you know, there's some information. It's not a quick read, but it's not super long. Now, for me, super long is, you know, over 600 pages. But it's not a long book. I try to think about the average person, not just people who like to read, but perhaps the person who says, well, I'm not an avid reader, but I am looking for a good book to read this quarter or to read this year. And 194 pages, I think, is a great number of pages for someone to really be able to sink their teeth in. The publisher is Top Link Publishing, LLC. It is available in English. Text-to-speech is enabled. Now, let's go on down and read the two reviews. We have one review that is left by Alicia or Alicia. She purchased the Kindle edition, and it says, with his experience, knowledge, good judgment, and foresight, the author was able to put together a lovely book packed with wisdom and insight into American life. Good read. I would say that was helpful. His other review is by Thomas. It looks like Thomas also purchased the Kindle edition. It reads, I've had the honor of knowing Moses for a while now. He's a solid Christian man who lives the talk. Well, that was very nice. You know, I firmly believe that people should be able to tell that you're a Christian, not because you've told them, but because of how you live your life. Now, don't get me wrong, we all kind of mess up sometimes, and we kind of get stuff wrong and probably say or even do things that we shouldn't do in a moment. But I think that people should be able to look over your life as a whole and say, yes, that person is kind and caring. They're sympathetic and empathetic. They are willing to listen. They are willing to get their hands dirty. They're willing to get in there and do the work that needs to be done. Perhaps that's something that you need to do this year. That is, get a little bit more involved, not only in your spiritual development, but also in your community. If you're not sure what you can do or how you should do it or who you should even help, then perhaps you can start with this book, Desire for a Better Life. The author is Moses Ondugu, and he is giving some tips on how you can help get started on your path to a better life. Well, thank you so much, Moses, for sharing your book with us today and for allowing me to talk about it. I hope that others are inspired to get inspired as well. We'll be back right after this.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on iTunes.
Now you guys know what I am about to do, and that is give a shout out to my international audience, because you guys are awesome. And without you, I wouldn't be an international show, you know? So this is amazing. So coming in the number one spot is coming in the number one spot is my home country, and that is the United States of America. Woohoo! Thank you, good old US of A, for coming in the number one spot. Number two is the Philippines. Thanks, Philippines, for coming in a strong number two spot. Number three, my cousins across the pond in the UK. Thank you so much for coming in the number three spot. Number four, my neighbors to the north, and that's the folks in Canada. Thank you so much for tuning in and coming in the number four spot. And in the number five spot, your numbers are steadily growing. I see you, Australia. You are coming in a strong number five spot. Thanks, you guys, for being awesome and continuing to listen in. Now, you guys know that even though you may not make the leaderboard, it means that you are just as important to me as those who do. So let me give a quick shout out to those in Colombia, and those in South Africa, those in Indonesia, and those in Pakistan. Thank you so much for tuning in and bringing my show not only into your earbuds, but perhaps the earbuds of others around you. Thanks so much, you guys, for showing up and tuning in. I appreciate each and every listen that you do. Now, if you would like to talk to me a little bit more, you can always visit facebook.com/modernlivingonline. That's facebook.com/modernlivingonline. Well, as always, I hope that you have an awesome, awesome day. God's grace and mercy follows you everywhere you are, but that you also have great mental health. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.